Hi everyone, my name is Nicholas and I am a PhD student at Cornell University. Here, I would like to talk to you about a project that our lab has been working on, which aims to provide fellow researchers a roadmap to low coverage whole genome sequencing for population genomic studies. Low coverage whole genome sequencing is a sequencing method which can generate sequences from individually barcoded samples in a coverage with which genotype cannot be confidently called. Because of its low coverage nature, it is rather cost effective and has gained popularity recently in population genomics. In fact, with the right sequencing platform and company, it can cost as low as $20 per sample, including DNA extraction, library preparation, and sequencing for species with the 1 gigabase pair genome when sequenced at 1x coverage. However, it is not yet clear how we can best balance between inference accuracy and cost. So as a first part of this project, we want to use forward genetic simulation to assess the power of different types of population genomic inference under different low coverage whole genome sequencing designs. We will also compare low coverage whole genome sequencing with other widely used sequencing strategies, including RAD-seq and PolSeq. As a second part of this project, we will provide an extensive review on the methods that are available to process and analyze low-coverage whole genome sequencing data, particularly since genotype cannot be confidently called. These methods often are based on genotype likelihood, which can take genotype uncertainty into account. In this review, we'll introduce, compare, and contrast these different existing methods. So please stay tuned on our project. It is still ongoing. But as of now, we have deposited many customizable scripts to implement and streamline many of these methods in our two GitHub repositories, one for data processing and the other for data analysis. So please feel free to check them out. But here we'll focus on my presentation on the first part of the project, which is using simulation to assess the power of low-coverage whole genome sequencing in PopGen inference. For the simulation part, we used SLIM to perform our forward genetic simulation. We simulated a chromosome of 30 megabase pair long with a theta of 0.0024, and that translates to about 600,000 SNPs on the chromosome, making it a rather diverse system that we are simulating. Then we used ART as a software to simulate high throughput sequencing. We simulated 150 base pair paired and reads with a broad range of different coverage and sample size combinations to cover a broad range of different low coverage whole sequencing designs. Lastly, we used INKS to perform data analysis with these low coverage whole genome sequencing data based on genotype likelihood. And then we performed SNP calling, allele frequency estimation, and estimated FST and PCA with this data. We majorly focused on three different types of very common population genetic inference. The first one is allele frequency estimation. For this part of the analysis, we just simulated a neutral population with SLIM. And along the x-axis here, we have increasing sample size from 10x to 80x, from 10 samples to 80 samples. And along the y-axis, we have coverage ranging from 0.25x to 2x. On the y-axis, we are plotting the error for each SNP with the SNP spin by their true frequency. And the different colors in here represent different sequencing design. We have simulated low coverage whole genome sequencing with exactly the same coverage per sample. And we also simulated low coverage whole genome sequencing and PoolSeq with uneven coverage among our samples. And two key findings from this analysis is that first, along the diagonal of this figure from bottom left to top right, we actually have exactly the same sequencing effort, but distributed across more samples as we move along the diagonal. And what we can see in here is that by increasing sample size and decreasing per individual sequencing coverage while keeping the same sequencing effort to be the same, allele frequency estimation becomes more accurate. So error is lower and the RMSE across all SNPs become lower. The second major conclusion from here is that low coverage whole genome sequencing keeps outperforming PoolSeq in allele frequency estimation. And the reason is that it can take the, since the samples are individually barcoded, it can better account for uneven coverage more among samples than PoolSeq. Next, we look at the power of low coverage whole genome sequencing in a genome-wide scan for divergent selection. For this part of the analysis, we use SLIM to simulate two populations connected by very strong gene flow, but we've also simulated six different loci on the chromosome that are beneficial in one population but deleterious in the other. So it is known in theory that these divergent selection in high gene flow systems can create narrow genomic islands of differentiation shown by these FST peaks in here. FST is used to measure differentiation between the two populations. And these FST peaks occur surrounding the sites under different selection pressure in the two populations. And these are the positions marked by red dots here. What we can see from here is that with reasonable coverage and sample size, say about 40 samples per population and over 0.5 coverage, we can detect the majority of these signals of divergent selection using low coverage whole genome sequencing data. But these signals often tend to be missed by RAD-seq, despite very high coverage and high confidence genotype calls. And even with a 80 sample size, RAD-seq tends to miss these signals because it's a very sparse sampling of the genome as compared to low coverage whole genome sequencing. The other thing is similar to the Liu frequency estimation result. With to detect signatures of divergent selection, it is also advantageous to distribute the same amount of sequencing effort across more samples. As you move along this diagonal, you will find that there's less noise and less amount of false positive signals. If we have more samples, each sequence at a lower depth. Lastly, we looked at how well local whole genome sequencing can characterize spatial population structure. For this one, we simulated 9 populations, each connected with its neighbor through gene flow, as represented in here. And we performed genome-wide PCA with these samples from these populations, and have found that despite extremely low coverage and sample size, as low as 5 samples per population and as low as 1/8 of 1x coverage, the two population structure can be correctly inferred from genome-wide PCA. And this is because despite of low coverage at each site, local whole genome sequencing can take advantage of the aggregated genome-wide signal generated by neutral population structure, thus correctly reflect on the true population structure. So these are the 3 major types of population inference that we've looked into. And overall, we found local whole genome sequencing to be a quite powerful method for population genomic studies. Thank you for listening.